Welcome to the program, Dr. Olivia.
Thank you, Alex. Let's talk about staying fit.
How can we do that?
A healthy diet is important. It should have grains and protein.
And vegetables and fruit.
And healthy fat, but not too much.
What about water?
You need at least 2 liters a day.
Really? Then I need to drink more.
And your body needs regular exercise to stay fit.
True. How much exercise?
Adults need 2.5 hours of exercise each week.
What about teens?
They need an hour or more a day.
So, walk a lot.
Or run. Or play basketball or another sport. Just get your heart going.
You feel better when you stay fit. But how can you do that? First, eat well. Your diet should be grains, protein, and lots of vegetables and fruit. You also need healthy fat, but not too much. Your body also needs water. You should drink at least 2 liters of water a day. And you need regular exercise. Adults need to exercise 2.5 hours a week. Teens need an hour or more a day. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Let's Talk in English. My name's Peter. So good to see you.
Hi, friends. I'm Pauline. Thanks for joining us today. Today's topic is fitness.
And our title is Staying Fit. Well, I feel like we should talk a little bit more about this word fit before we do anything else today.
Sure, I agree. We use the word fitness for our topic, and then we have this phrase, stay fit, in the title.
So today we are talking about health. Fitness has to do with health.
Right, and we use this word fitness to talk about diet and exercise, what we eat and what we do to stay healthy.
That's right. We use the word fit when talking about things we wear, too. When my shirt is just right, it is a good fit. When my shoes are the right size for my feet, they fit.
So I guess when we talk about the word fit for exercise, we are really talking about the body. You want your body to be healthy and the right size for you. It's like the right fit.
Yes. We all have different bodies, so to be fit means something different for all of us. But we all need to be healthy and exercise.
And it looks like there will be a lot to talk about on this topic today. I'm looking forward to it.
Me too. But before we do anything, we need to learn our key words. So let's go to our teacher, Christina. She will teach it to us. Then we'll move on.
Hello, 今天的来宾要谈的主题是 Stay Fit, 保持健美健康. Let's talk about staying fit. 形容词 fit 指健康强健的, 尤其是指透过规律运动而得到的健康状态. 要健康当然要注意饮食. 今天的来宾说我们的身体还是需要一些健康的脂肪. You need some healthy fat. 名词 fat 就是脂肪. 然后就是规律的运动, you need regular exercise. 名词 exercise 就是运动。 成年人每周需要运动2.5小时。 Adults need to exercise 2.5 hours each week. 名词成年人就是adult. 青少年则每天需要1小时以上的运动。 Teens need an hour or more a day. 名词teen就是青少年。
Welcome to the program, Dr. Olivia.
Thank you, Alex. Let's talk about staying fit.
How can we do that?
A healthy diet is important. It should have grains and protein.
And vegetables and fruit.
And healthy fat, but not too much.
What about water?
You need at least 2 liters a day.
Really? Then I need to drink more.
We have a doctor on the program. They know a lot about health. So this is a perfect guest for today.
Yes, the name of this doctor is Dr. Olivia. D-R in front of a name means doctor.
Dr. Olivia starts the conversation by saying, let's talk about staying fit. Here is Christina to tell us a little bit more about this sentence.
今天受访的 Dr. Olivia 说 Let's talk about staying fit. 我们来谈谈维护健康保持健美的体魄。我们来看句尾的 staying fit, 因为是 talk about, 介系词 about 后面需要接名词或是动名词。所以要用 staying, 动名词 ,ing 的形态。另外 ,stay 在这个句子里是保持继续的意思。它是连缀动词。后面需要接形容词来说明保持什么样的状态。所以 stay fit 就是保持健康健美的身体。我们来看几个类似的用法。比如老板找你去谈话，你紧张得不得了，就可以对自己说 stay calm, 保持冷静。冬天很冷的时候可以跟朋友说 stay warm, 这是很温馨的提醒对方注意保暖。相反的，到了夏天，天气非常的热，你会听到有人说 stay cool, 这个是双关语，除了温馨提醒对方对抗暑气之外，也是跟对方说要保持你超酷的个人风格哦。
Thanks for the help, Christina. Let's talk about the phrase staying fit, Peter.
Okay, this is trying to keep healthy and keep exercising.
Stay and keep are the same word here. We do a lot in life. We have work or school. We do a lot during the week. If we don't think about our health, then we won't stay fit. There is just too much going on every week.
So, like we said earlier, fit means to be healthy. Your body is good.Because you exercise and you eat good foods.
Yes, a healthy diet is very important.
Your diet is the things that you eat. What are some foods that you should be eating so you have a healthy diet?
Well, your diet should have grains and protein. Grains are healthy. We use grains to make bread. Protein is good for you too. Your body uses protein.
Yes.That's why Dr. Olivia says your diet should have grains and protein. This is also a good sentence, so let's use it with Rebecca.
Hey friends, it always makes me smile when I think of you. Well, I have something fun planned for today's Use It. If you want to say that something should have something, you can use today's Use It. Let's look at a few examples.It should have a good flavor. Or you could say, it should have several photos. You can do this, so don't be afraid to use it.
Thanks, Rebecca. So, Peter, we should give some examples of foods that are healthy, foods that have grain and protein.
Okay. Well, whole wheat bread has grain in it, but that white, cheap bread...doesn't really have a lot of grain. So one is healthy, the other is not.
Nuts, cheese, tofu, beans, and meat all have protein. Do you eat foods like these?
We should also eat fruits and vegetables.
Our diets should also have a little fat, but not too much. Since a lot of food already has fat in it,We don't really need to worry about getting enough fat.
And what about water?
Yes, we should drink a lot of water.
I need to drink more.
I need to drink more. And we need to go to today's calendar phrase.
I need to drink more.
I need to drink more.
我需要多喝一点。
I'll have some water.
Me too. I need to drink more.
I'll have some tea.
Me too. I need to drink more.
I'll have a Coke.
I'll have three Cokes. I need to drink more.
Whoa!
I need to drink more.
I need to drink more.
我需要多喝一点。
Well, we're having fun here today, but we do have to take a quick break. Friends, don't go away. We'll be right back. See you soon.
Let's talk in English. 10 minutes every day. That's the way.
Welcome back. Today we're talking about diets. I love eating vegetables. Those are healthy things for your diet. I like to eat carrots and celery.
Ooh, well, I really like to eat fruits. Those are also healthy. My favorite fruit is mango. I also like apples, pineapple. I don't know, lots of fruit.
Well, let's continue. Let's watch Conversation B together.
And your body needs regular exercise to stay fit.
True. How much exercise?
Adults need 2.5 hours of exercise each week.
What about teens?
They need an hour or more a day.
So, walk a lot.
Or run. Or play basketball or another sport. Just get your heart going.
Before the break, we talked about your diet. You should have grains and protein in your diet. Fruit and vegetables are good too.
Don't forget to be drinking lots of water.
Yes, these are things you should have in your diet. But staying fit isn't just about eating well, it's also about exercise.
Yes, your body needs regular exercise to stay fit. Pauline, what exercise do you like to do?
Ooh, well, I do like to go on walks on really nice days, go hiking in the mountains, that's even better. And I also like to dance.
Oh, so how often do you think you exercise?
Ooh, well, in the summer I do better than in the winter. I think I exercise 2 or 3 times a week in the summer. What about you, Peter? What exercise do you like to do, and how often do you do it?
Well, I like to run. I also like to walk, like you. I'll try to exercise at least 3 times a week.
So how much exercise should adults get? We are both adults.
Well, Dr. Olivia says adults need 2.5 hours of exercise each week.
Okay, so that's what adults need. What about teens?
Well, first we should talk about this word teen. We all can count to 20, right?
Peter, of course.
Okay, I know. So after 10 is 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16.
Friends, can you hear how most of those numbers end in teen? How old are you? If your age ends with teen, then you are a teenager.
So teens, or we also say teenagers, need an hour or more of exercise every day.
Yes, or as Dr. Olivia says, they need an hour or more a day. That is a lot.
Well, good for Alex. He walks a lot.
Whatever you do, I think the most important thing is just getting your heart rate going.
Yes, well, let's learn more about this sentence with Christina. Hi, Christina.
我们的来宾说，不管是做什么样的运动 ，just get your heart going， 让你的心脏动起来就对了。我们先来学 get going， 因为 get 可以用来表达开始进行某件事， 所以如果你觉得大家该走了，就说 Let's get going. 我们出发吧，该走咯。而 get something going 可以表达让什么动起来，有激励它积极活跃起来的意思。所以 Dr. Olivia 说的 Just get your heart going 就是让你的心脏动起来。你也可以对一个团队的队长说 Get your team going， 让你的团队动起来。你还可以说 Get the work going， 或是 I can get the machine going， 我可以让这台机器动起来。
Okay, so it's important to get your heart going, to be active and do exercise. And especially for teens, they need to do a lot.
That's right. But it's okay. Many teens, of course, exercise at school. You get recess, you have lunch. Many people like to play. And of course, you might have a class where you exercise as well.
Or you might be on a sports team and then you definitely get enough exercise.
That's right. And on the show, we definitely like to review. So let's go ahead and do that now.
Here's your first keyword for today. Fit. Fit. Gina stays fit by running.
Fat. Fat. This food has a lot of fat in it.
Exercise. Exercise. I need more exercise.
Adult. Adult. To be an adult, you must be 18.
Teen. Teenager. Teen. Teenager.Many of the teens are 16. All right, friends, those are your keywords. Keep on practicing. And now let's review those conversations one more time together.
Welcome to the program, Dr. Olivia.
Thank you, Alex. Let's talk about staying fit.
How can we do that?
A healthy diet is important. It should have grains and protein.
And vegetables and fruit.
And healthy fat, but not too much.
What about water?
You need at least 2 liters a day.
Really? Then I need to drink more.
And...Your body needs regular exercise to stay fit.
True. How much exercise?
Adults need 2.5 hours of exercise each week.
What about teens?
They need an hour or more a day.
So, walk a lot.
Or run. Or play basketball or another sport. Just get your heart going.
I feel better every day.
Oh? Why is that, Ginger?
I'm staying fit and feeling better.
So, how are you staying fit?
First, I'm eating well.
Grains, protein, and lots of vegetables?
Well, mostly fruit. Mostly bananas.
And that makes you feel better?
Yeah, bananas always make me feel better.
Of course. And what about water? Your body needs water.
Oh, yeah. I wash with water every day.
But you need to drink water, too.
Oh, right. Well, I drink lots of water, too.
And what about exercise?
I climb trees every day.
You climb trees every day?
Yeah, banana trees.
Right, right.
That's how I get my bananas.
When I think of the future, wonder where I'll be, what I'll be doing.
Okay, everyone, I think we know a few tips now about how to stay fit. You need to watch your diet, so what you eat. Make sure to have protein and grains. Of course, vegetable and fruit is also important.
What about ice cream?
Well, I guess a little is okay, but we also need to exercise. So make sure that you get your heart going every day.
Good advice. And it's always good advice to join us here on LTE every day where you get to learn together. You're doing great, friends, and we hope you'll join us tomorrow. Right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.